They did more than just hang tough with Florida State University yesterday. The University of Vermont men's basketball team put a real scare into the Seminoles, very nearly pulled off a first-round upset in the NCAA playoffs in Hartford, Connecticut yesterday. The 13th-seeded Catamounts got 16 points from big forward Anthony Lamb, but otherwise they employed a small ball lineup to keep the Seminoles scrambling on defense. FSU had no answer for the long ball. UVM hit 16 of their 32 attempts from beyond the arc. And that strategy gave the Catamounts a slim lead at halftime. The game seesawed in the second half, multiple lead changes. Neither team able to pull away until FSU wore down Vermont in the paint. They kept Terrence Mann on the floor even as he got into foul trouble. In the end, his 19 points, along with Mifondu Kabengele, who finished with a double-double, 21 points and 10 rebounds, too much for UVM to contain, and they did lose for the first time in seven games, 76-69. Outstanding effort, though, and a real showcase for John Becker's team on a national stage, and multiple players had double figures in this one. The trio of Steph Smith, Ernie Duncan, former Rice Memorial star Ben Chungu, they all poured in 15 points. History made in this one as well. First time three brothers ever played together in the same NCAA tournament game. The Duncans, Ernie, Everett, and Robin all saw action at some point during the contest. So the Catamounts 2019 season is over, and they did not pull off the upset, the first 13-seed versus 4-seed upset since 2005 for a UVM team. That would have been nice, but what a great year. 27-7 for the Catamounts. They did win the America East Championship, and they've got a lot of inspiration for next year. To the pros in the NHL, the Boston Bruins got their first goal from David Pastrnak since missing 5 weeks with a torn tendon in his thumb. They beat the New Jersey Devils 5-1 yesterday. They've got a nice 6-point cushion over Toronto for home ice advantage in the first round of the playoffs. Now, the Montreal Canadiens just trying to get in. They took a big step in the right direction last night. They beat the New York Islanders 4-0 at the Bell Center. Carey Price, 27 saves. Jonathan Drouin scored a goal and an assist, his first goal since February 7th. And the Blue Jackets of Columbus lost 4-1. So the Habs now leapfrog over Columbus. They are 1 point ahead of Columbus for that final playoff berth in the Eastern Conference. Finally, the Seattle Mariners, they're 2-0 to start the 2019 Major League Baseball season. Yes, it has officially begun. Only two teams have played, though. That's Oakland and Seattle, and they're doing so in Tokyo, Japan. And that is fittingly where fans of surefire Hall of Famer in the future and one of the greatest players ever to take the field, Ichiro Suzuki, said sayonara to his astonishing career yesterday. He's now 45 years old, the greatest right fielder other than perhaps Roberto Clemente. He was inserted into the game in the eighth inning. He walked off the field to a prolonged, resounding ovation to say goodbye when the inning was over. This guy started his career as an 18-year-old phenom in Japan back in 1992. He debuted in America in the bigs 7 years later. 3,089 hits over a 19-year career in the bigs. His combined total, 4,367 hits between the U.S. and Japan. That is a professional record. No one played the game with more poise, speed, precision, and grace than Ichiro. If I could choose one player over the last 20 years that I wish had played for the Boston Red Sox, it would be him. We may never see the likes of Ichiro for another generation, if ever again.